I thought the scariest part of The Shining was the font.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
Wait, scratch that. Steve Newell is in a important work meeting, so we've roped in Lewis from BFM Sales.
How's I was just sitting here anyway.
I'm just here. Having a parrot dog.
I like to normally sort of razz Steve while he's providing his opinions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we talk about it off the air and then he comes on and yeah.
So. Now, Lewis, you've got a viewing recommendation for us. We're keeping it local. We're talking local content this evening.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
No, I don't know. I don't know how many recommendations I have tonight.
Mm.
What I have instead is opinions.
Okay.
Yeah. And because I think the most sort of, I don't know, in terms of local, the most relevant thing as far as my feelings go is what's just cracked open on Sunday night on TV3 is New Zealand's Masked Singer.
Okay, what is the Masked Singer?
Masked Singer.
I've never seen it before. Tell me what it is.
Okay, it's, well, so as the name sort of slightly, you know, like elicits, it's a singing contest. But the basic idea is that you don't have any clue who it is that's singing because they're all masked up and they're quite elaborate sort of costumes. And they, yeah, so they come on, they do sort of head to heads, and you're sort of left with a handful of clues to try and figure out who it is. You know, maybe this will sort of like bias you, prejudice you against one singer or other if you could figure out that it's like your favorite sports person under this like crazy, you know, spaceman costume or whatever it is. And yeah. But, you know, the vocal chops are, like, on full. There's no masking of that. That's the full, real, authentic deal. And then...
Any really good performances? So, I mean, it's only been one episode so far. But are there some people that can sing?
Oh, I don't... You know, this sounds like a total... You know, I sound like a fanboy or something here. But to be honest, I was pretty impressed with basically everyone. And I haven't been able to figure out who everyone is so far. So I don't actually... I don't know that it's like, you know, a bunch of people who aren't just generally quality vocalists or anything like this. But everyone who sung on Sunday night was like pretty up to the task, to be honest. It was pretty good.
Okay.
For me, the major sell is actually the sort of personas, like these characters that they're sort of like inhibiting while they sing, inhabiting, sorry.
Well, do you think that the costumes they wear represent the person inside?
I don't think so. Not for even a second, really. I mean, I think they do, like, over their stories, they try to, like, tie it in or something like this. But I don't really know how much that stuff works. I suspect that what actually happens is, you know, like, creative and production and so on just sit around basically just sort of, like, having a huge, like, you know, they're just, like, spitballing, right?
Mm.
One of them's like Gladiator Alligator. My favorite is Gladiator Alligator from Sunday Session.
Just from the appearance.
Yeah, just because it's called Gladiator, because it's dressed as a Gladiator Alligator. It's hilarious. It's the funniest shit ever. It's like if they don't kill you with their sword, they'll kill you with the huge chompers or something.
We've had a text through saying, sounds yet.
Yes.
Not Gladiator Alligator specifically.
No,
but.
Yeah. No, I get it. You know, it's like... whatever, right? Like it totally depends in your buy-in to like local content and singing contests and whatever. It's you know, it's obviously there are many ways in which this is like just commercial dross,
trash television,
total trash TV. Yeah. But if that's what you're in the market for, you know, if you want to hear some singing and you want to hear like a Gladiator Alligator singing, then this is like, this is the premium stuff, you know. That's cool. I think it's the mystery that's the most, like, I think I was trying to say is the mystery is the most exciting thing of being like, who is, I think Gladiator Alligator, none of the judges said this, but I think it's Michael Murphy. Everyone wants, do you remember him?
The name rings a bell.
He came, I think he came second to Ben Lummis in the inaugural
NZ Got Talent, whatever
NZ Idol.
Yeah.
And everyone wants Ben Lummis back real desperately, right? Mm. There's this like, I don't know, it's like just an old social media thing of being like, bring back Ben Lummis, where has he been? He's been in hiding or something like this. We don't know what's happened to Ben Lummis, but for, you know, like it's just sort of one of those like it's a bait and switch or something. Everyone's anticipating that we're going to see Ben Lummis, but instead who we see is the guy who came number two, who has shown up in a lot of New Zealand media, you know, subsequent to his second place,
yes,
you know, finishing. He's a good singer.
And okay, what channel is this on?
It's on TV3.
Okay, TV3.
It's on Sundays.
Once a week?
Once a week.
Not one of those reality TV shows that takes over half the week?
No, exactly. I think it is a good hour and a half commitment. So it is like, it's pretty serious, you know. But, you know, if you like suspense, then 90 minutes of suspense every Sunday night. Yeah.
All right. Hey, Lewis, I reckon that's, you know, we're bang on there.
Yeah.
We'll just leave it at that.
You don't want to talk about NZ. I've got way more wanky yarns.
Let's talk about it another time.
Save the DIFF for another time.
We haven't hit it yet.
That's cool. You know,
we're almost there, though.
That's good.
We can delve into it once we're actually in the mids.
Oh, man, I'm so excited.
Mm. All right. Cheers, Lewis.
Cheers.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.